You've exposed corruption in our state, such as the Oklahoma County Commissioner scandal?
That was mine. It started in McAllister. I was coming out of Woods Drug Number 2 one day. County Commissioner walked up to me, and he said, you think you can get away with that? And he hit me, knocked me flat on my ass. And boy, I was sore for a couple of weeks, but he didn't break anything. I had exposed them routinely. No bid contracts. And they were paving church parking lots and entryways. And I took pictures of them. I couldn't believe it. These are separation of church and state. I don't give a damn if it's a Baptist, Catholic, or whatever. The taxpayers and some of the county roads were pitiful, but they were taken real good care of. So they were indicted, and the first indictments came in Muskogee Federal District Court. I was at that trial. And then, the FBI took it over, and it is today the number one single investigation that resulted in the most convictions in the history of the FBI.
This was in the early 80s, and there was a scheme involving the owner of a rural lumber company?
Mm-hmm.
He was giving out false invoices to buyers in return for kickbacks.
Sure. This was just standard operating procedure. Let me tell you about the Republican takeover of Oklahoma. The Democrats had their chance. And frankly, it was getting more and more corrupt when the temper tantrum happened last November.
So is that the only time you were hit over the county commissioner scandal, or were there any other issues? Did you ever feel threatened?
I was. I had all the windows broken out of a car in the driveway one night, and then Carl Twidwell rang the doorbell, and he said, "Step out here. I'm going to whip your." And Helen heard him, and we were up, and it was after dark, and she said, "You get off of my porch, or I'm going to call the police." And he said, I'll get you. He never did get me. And then we had our front porch, the windows on the front, egged. And that's, you'd think that would wash off easily. It doesn't.
Fellow editor once threatened to slap your teeth out?
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
You were called a lying SOB by a newspaper publisher?
Yeah, Ed Gaylord.